All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Eternum. So let's go ahead and get started. That's what I call making good use of time. We managed to get a lot done. Yeah, I hate to admit it, but I guess there's not just a bunch of empty space in that skull of yours. You're not that dumb after all. We'll definitely get an A. Maybe. Well, since we managed to finish everything in one day, I wanted to ask you. You want to play a tournament together, let's say, tomorrow morning? You've got all this spare time now. With a noob like you? Nah, hard pass. Come on, I can actually be a valuable teammate. Dahlia had her doubts about me too, but then I ended up saving her life, more or less. I'm swimming tomorrow morning, I can't. After lunch? Go hang out with Idril or something. I don't have the patience for noobs like you. I have something more important to do. I've been after a special item in the game, and I need to keep hunting for it. I think I'm getting close. Ah, Gem of Doom. Better. Better than a Gem of Doom? Tell me. She's looking for one of the weapons. Even if I told you what it was, it'd be of no value to you. All the more reason to tell me, then. You're persistent, huh? You could say it's one of my many strengths. Have you heard about the Weapons of Atlas? Yep, she's looking for the weapons. Yep, Idril told me about them. Hyas, Dione, and Calypso. Well, I think I know where Calypso is. You've got to be kidding me. Holy shit, we have to go get it. That's the tricky part. You can't. Calypso is hidden somewhere on the Ogea, or the Ogeja? The Ogeja server. But that's pretty common knowledge for most veteran players. Okay, so what's stopping you or anyone else from retrieving it? That's the thing. There's no gateway, no point of access. No one has an invitation to that server. We can't get in. So all we have to do is create some sort of door to access that server? If it were that easy, someone would have done it already. Do you remember that crazy girl from earlier? The one with the eye patch? I think she might be able to help us with that. See, I was just going to say that myself. You think just by telling her the server name, she'll be able to come up with some special spell to access it? It's possible. Something like that. It's worth a try. Alright then, help me find Calypso and then I'll share it with you. Deal. By the way, do you know what kind of weapon it is? No one knows for sure, but rumor says it's some sort of code. A code? Meh. I was hoping it was a lightsaber crossbow or something like that. What good is a code to us? A lot. I mean, if we're talking about a game here, it could be like cheats or something, right? Think bigger. Imagine a code that allows you to manipulate servers. Yeah, it's like a cheat engine. Create new weapons or even change the laws of nature within any world of Eternum. It'd be the ultimate weapon. Okay, that sounds good, but you don't even know if that's what it really is. What if it's just a coupon code for 3% off your next foot long at Subway? Don't make me regret bringing you along. Okay, let me do my part. I'll call you tomorrow. Sure, I'll be waiting. Ah, shit. It's my mother. Please, don't make a sound. Let's just sneak down to the garage. I'm begging you. Of course. She certainly sounds nervous. Alexandra! Her mom seems a little drunk. Lately, it's becoming such a rarity to see you at home. Who's this boy? He's nobody. We were just leaving. I'm not going to be home for dinner. Wait, your father is coming upstairs now. You don't want to give him a kiss? What? Why is he here? He came to sign the divorce papers, darling. He isn't leaving us with anything, you know. Oh, excuse me. He isn't leaving us with anything, you know. Not a single penny. I guess you can get away with whatever you want if you have the finest lawyers money can buy. He is leaving us this apartment, at least. You'll be living in the big house with your brother. I told you all this would happen, Alexandra. Yep, this is your fault. Come on, Grim, let's leave before... Clenching her fists. On top of parading yourself with those disgusting tattoos, you decided to start dressing like a fucking whore now, too? Get out of the way. I have to go. Where did I go wrong with you? I gave you everything you wanted, provided for all your needs, and now this is how you repay me? By humiliating me every day, being an utter disgrace to the family name? I've been paying for everything myself. Oh, really? Are you paying for the rent? Your tuition? All of your meals? You really think you'd make enough money to survive by selling your filthy cunt on the street corner? You have no idea how the real world works, Alexandra. I'm working as a waitress. You're pathetic. Why can't you be like Axel? Just let me through the door. You should have never been born. Please, let me. Look at me in the eye when I'm talking to you. You ungrateful little brat. Don't you dare speak to her like that. Excuse me. I know you aren't talking to me like that. You've got to be the saddest excuse for a father that I've ever seen in my life. You're a despicable human being. Now I see why Axel is such a jerk. Like father, like son. What did you just say to me? You're going to regret the day you ran your foul mouth around me, you fucking imbecile. I'll make damn sure you'll never be able to find work again. What the hell is your name? I don't work for you. I don't have to tell you shit. You clearly have no idea who you're speaking to, so let me spell it out for you, you simple-minded Let me spell it out for your simple-minded brain. Runs off. I know exactly who you are. Frankly, I couldn't care less. What is your goddamn name? Time will put you in your place. I've had enough of you. I'm gonna... Are we doing this or not, William? I thought you had business to attend to. You're not even worth the trouble. Get the hell out of my sight, asshole. Alexandra! Are you okay? I know you told me to stay quiet, and I'm really sorry, but I just couldn't stand there and watch how that moron... Hug her back. I think it'd be best if I didn't say anything. I can't even imagine how it feels to hear your own father say he wishes you were never born. I know their relationship was bad, but I didn't know it was that bad. Sorry, I don't know what... Damn, he left a good mark on her cheek. I don't know what came over me. It's okay, there's nothing to apologize for. Look, I'm not trying to stick my nose into your business, but if you ever need help with anything, someone to talk to or a place to stay, don't worry. It's not the first time something like this has happened. I'm used to it. I just need to make it through the next 4 weeks. As soon as I receive my next paycheck, I'm leaving this damn place and never coming back. It's a good thing you never told him your name. I've seen him ruin so many lives for much less than what you did. Can I help you with anything right now? You want me to get you some ice for your face? No, it's okay. You've done enough. You should leave now. Your house is pretty far and it's getting late. I'll see you Monday. Alright. Take care, Alexandra. If you ever need anything at all, please don't hesitate to call me. I'll drop whatever I'm doing to be there for you, alright? Alex. Huh? Call me Alex. My father calls me Alexandra. I hate it. Have I finally earned my place in your exclusive cool club? Don't let it get to your head. I just think you're bearable. Coming from you, that's quite the achievement. Guess I'll keep chipping away at that tough exterior of yours. Good luck with that. Thank you, Grim. For everything. I mean it. Think it'd be best if I just went home. I can't help feeling bad for her. I wish I could help somehow. But there's not much I can do right now. I'll try to call her tomorrow after I've spoken with Nova about Calypso. I'm really tired. Let's go. Yeah. And the winner is Alex Bardot. Unbelievable, another gold medal added to the pile for Alex. She just became the top American swimmer of all time. Miss Bardot, congratulations. Would you like to share any words for those young athletes trying to achieve your levels of success? Well, I tell them to work hard every day and never give up on their dreams. What wonderful advice. Congratulations again on your victory. Thank you. Thank you. Who goes there? Oh no! It's the wicked metal-snatching witch! She's come to steal my prize! So we meet again! You're never gonna take it away from me! I've stopped you before and I'll stop you again, evil villain! You won't be able to escape from me this time, Alex! That metal will be mine! Not if I use my freezing gun! One shot and you'll be frozen forever! Surrender now or else! Never! You've given me no choice! Bang! Oh no! I'm freezing! How could she have invented such an amazing weapon? Because I'm a genius! I guess I'll just wrap my arms around this genius superhero before I freeze. That way we'll be trapped together forever. Let me go! That's cheating! It's too late. The ice is taking hold. Ah! Look, honey, I'm afraid I have some bad news. Mommy and Daddy are going to be away for a little bit longer than planned. Your father is about to launch the big game he's working on for the past few years, so he has to stay in China for a couple more weeks. What? But tomorrow's my birthday! I know, sweetie. I'm sorry, but they won't be able to make it this year. But only Dad works on that game. Why can't Mommy be here? Because she's also busy. That's bullshit. She doesn't even have a job. Hey, what did I tell you about saying bad words? No swearing. Who taught you those words? Sorry. Well, that's okay then. I don't need Mom and Dad here. All I need is my Meemaw. You're gonna be with me forever, right? Alex, you know what? How about I give you an early birthday present? My cross. Your cross? Why? You never take it off. Well, today is a very special day, because I want you to have it now. But I don't want it. It's not very pretty, and it's so heavy. It's not about it being pretty. It's about the meaning behind it. And what does it mean? Alex, there's gonna come a day where I can't be around anymore. What? Don't say that. Are you gonna leave me? I never will. That's the thing. Even if I get sick and you can't visit me, or I have to go away for a while, I want you to look at this cross and think of me. Remember that I'll always be there looking after you. That you'll always have a part of me with you. But Meemaw! And besides, you're gonna be going to school next year and you'll be so busy playing with all your new friends. I don't need any friends. I don't like any of the other kids from school. I'm okay with being alone. And when I get tired of that, I have you. We all need other people to lean on, Alex. It's okay to admit we need help sometimes. We can't do it all alone. I used to be just like you. I loved being alone, and I used to think I was doing completely fine until one day I met your grandpa, and he changed my life. I'm sure one day you'll meet your prince, too. My prince? Or your princess, who knows? But one day you're going to meet that person who changes your life forever. When that time comes, you're going to wonder how you ever lived without them. Are you my princess? No, I'm not, but remember, Alex, I'll always be with you. If you ever have your doubts, just look at that cross and think of me. Where will I find that person? Who knows? Maybe you'll run into them tomorrow, or at school, or maybe 20 years from now. But whenever that time comes, you'll know it in your heart, honey. My prince. Bullshit. I thought I told you to watch your language, young lady. My prince. Bullshit. Jeez, I passed out right away last night. Fuck, where the hell is the light switch? What? What's that sound? What the? Where the hell am I? Is that a road? Fuck, don't tell me I've been sleepwalking. I better go towards that light and see if I can get my bearings. This road seems to have no end. Am I even in Creighton anymore? If I see a car ahead, I should probably try to Will you help us? Holy fuck, where did she come from? Miss, do you know where we are? I'm not really sure how I got here. Well, why isn't she answering? Miss? Okay, this is creeping me out. I'm just gonna keep walking and see if... What the fuck is going on? Will you help us? What? Will you help us? Who are you? Will you help us? Help you? Will you help us? I don't want to say no because I don't know what'll happen. No? No, I don't even know what's going on. We need your help. My help, but why me? I'm not anyone special. Special? Is anyone special? What? Wolves and sheep. Rich and poor. Emperors and peasants. Masters and slaves. Kings and pawns. When the game is over, they all go back into the same box. But that's the same with life, isn't it? There comes a time for everyone. That's what makes us human. There's nothing we can do to stop it. Ah. Fuck. That's where you're wrong, Grim. What? Ah! Fuck! Oh my fucking god, that was terrifying! I've never had a nightmare like that before. I hardly ever dream in the first place. Well, at least it's over. Okay, time to pull myself together. It's still pretty early, but I might as well just get up now. Ah! Nothing a nice cup of coffee on it. Let's try that one again, guys. Nothing like a nice cup of coffee on a cold, rainy morning. Penelope should be waking... Penelope should be waking up here soon. I'm pretty excited for our photo shoot together. I'm no expert, but with how photogenic she is, it's probably impossible to take a bad picture of her anyways. Oh, I should ask Nova about Calypso and see if she's heard of that server Alex told me about. Maybe she knows a way to get access to it. I don't want to make her nervous if I call. I know she still isn't used to having a phone. I'll just text her. Hi Nova, sorry to bother you, but my friend Alex just told me about a server that might be hiding a weapon of Atlas. Calypso, do you know anything about that? Grim, so glad you texted me. Yeah, of course I do. The thing is, we don't know much about it, so I thought maybe you could help us with your hacking abilities. For a weapon of Atlas? Hell yeah, I can do some investigating. Do you know what the server is called? Ogygia. But Alex said there's no way to access it. Leave it to me. I have plenty of Aeternum exploits that I can try. Give me a few hours.
Well, damn.
Okay, thanks, Nova. I'll call you later. That went well. I thought she'd be much more paranoid about using a phone. She must have configured hers to be extra secure. Good morning, Grim. Penny, good morning. Well, I love your hair today, and your outfit. Thank you. I'm glad you like it. All that humidity outside better not turn my hair into a frizzy mess, though. Hope you didn't forget our photo shoot today. Of course not. Do you think I got all dolled up for nothing? Yeah, true. I noticed your stylish jersey. I'm not sure about your hair, though. If you were going for the bedhead look, you definitely achieved it. My hair is a wild beast that cannot be tamed. I'll take you to my hairdresser one day. He's a good friend of mine. No thanks. Is he the same guy who was going to be your photographer today instead of me? No, that's Felipe, who you'll get to meet at the studio later. He works there. Ah, cool. Do you know him just from the studio, or do you guys go to college together? I first met him during a photo shoot last year. He's actually my boyfriend. I see. Wait, I'm sorry, he's... What? My boyfriend. You have a boyfriend? Is that a hint of jealousy I'm sensing? No. I mean, it's just that the other night at the cafe you mentioned you were single. I lied. I like to keep my private life private. Exactly. Oh, and this Felipe. You'll meet him soon enough. Then you can ask him all the questions you want. Shall we? Sure, let's go.
Few minutes later.
All right, this is the studio. Maybe we're too early. Man, I can't believe she has a boyfriend. I mean, not that I care, or even had any chance, but still. The studio is my absolute favorite. The equipment they use here is of the highest quality. Mm-hmm. Of course she has a boyfriend. Have you even seen the way she looks, Grim? I was only able to get a half-hour time slot. Every other time was fully booked. Uh-huh. It's not like I was expecting her to wait for me like a nun, but just imagining some guy banging her. Ugh. It's almost impossible to get an appointment here, but Felipe was able to pull a few strings and get us a booking. What a champ. What was I expecting? She's a popular Instagram model, for God's sake. Way out of your league. But still, fuck, why am I so upset? Oh my God, darling! Citizens of Cradon, may I have your attention, please? Your most beautiful goddess, my gorgeous girlfriend, has arrived. He might be a little bisexual, just saying. How can you shine so much, sweetie? I'm going to start wearing my sunglasses around you. Philly, how's everything going? So much better now that you've returned to me, my fabulous little doll. What spell of beauty did you cast on your hair? Teach me, you luscious wizard. I used that new hairspray you recommended to me. Just look at those gorgeous curls. We're gonna need to get you in the studio ASAP before I gobble you all up. Can't wait to take your pictures. Ah, well, you're off the hook, remember? Or what, today you're off the hook. Grim here is gonna be my photographer this time. Huh? Yeah, that's right. Grim. Goodness me, would you look at that? Penny, you said you were bringing over a photographer, not a stallion. Thanks? And he seems quite fit, too. He could have a future as a model. Could you take your shirt off, do a little twirl for me? What, do I have to? Maybe as an underwear model. How big are you down there, pretty boy? You've got to be packing something dangerous. Come on, Philly, go easy on him. What would Paul say? Oh, God, please, don't tell him with how jealous he gets. All right, then, you can do a little dance for me later, Grim. Come on in, sweeties. You have the whole studio all to yourselves until 12 o'clock. Then Mr. Valentino has it booked for the rest of the day. Wow, Valentino? That's right, my tulip. He's coming by later today. Be sure to take some good photos if you want to impress him. We'll try. I hope you're a good photographer, Grim. My queen here deserves only the best. I'll stop yammering on, though, and leave you both to it. Ta-ta! Come on, let's go inside. We're already on the clock. Sure. Whoa, this place looks like the real deal. Of course, because it is. Are we free to use anything in here? Most definitely. As long as we don't break anything, of course. I'll try not to. Alright, let's get down to business. I think I'll have to adjust the lights a bit, though. I can do it. No worries. While I work on that, would you mind grabbing me something from the refreshment table? Sure, no problem.
What do you want?
Surprise me. The table should be over there by the entrance. Feel free to take whatever you want for yourself as well.
Cool. I'll go take a look. Be right back.
Ah, here it is. Looks like they've got coffee and donuts. Ah! Police might come by quite a bit then. Damn, those donuts look so good. Well, you don't want to get her a donut. I should get her a coffee to help her stay focused during the shoot. A teaspoon of sugar makes the medicine go down. This will do. Mr. Valentino, my apologies, but the studios are... Excuse me. Mr. Valentino, my apologies, but the studio is taken down until noon. Excuse me. That's not what he said. Mr. Valentino, my apologies, but the studio is still taken until noon.
Huh?
What? You arrived a little early, sir. You have the place booked from 12 to 6. This is ridiculous! Ah, whatever. I'll just wait. If you need me, I'll be in the booth getting measurements of my model.
30 minutes should be enough, am I right, honey?
Oh dear. Is that the Valentino fella you mentioned earlier, Felipe? What does he do? He's the best fashion agent in the country, or at least one of the best. He's an asshole, but if he likes you, he can make your modeling career take off. I wanted to show him some pics of Penny later. Oh, I see. Then I'll make sure you have plenty of nice pictures to choose from. Time to head back inside. Sure thing. Good luck and have fun, darling.
I'm gonna grab a donut for myself as well.
Or maybe two. Or I could just sneak off...
Oh, come on now. With the entire basket...
Stuffing face with donuts. I'm back. I brought you a coffee. Ah, nice. I love coffee. How many teaspoons did you put?
One.
That'll do. Thank you. Anytime. So, this boyfriend of yours, Felipe, he seems a bit gay, right?
Yeah, sorry to break the bad news to you.
No, but seriously, he's been a really good friend. I met him and his husband Paul last year. They always help me find auditions. He always calls me his girlfriend. He seems like a nice guy. He is. So,
you don't have a real boyfriend then?
No, my last boyfriend was in high school, and that relationship didn't last very long. I decided to focus on more important things when I started college. Why do I feel so relieved all of a sudden? Wake up, Grim. We're talking about Penelope here. Still not gonna happen. Anyway, we should start taking some photos, don't you think? And it's also there that I gotta end this right now. Don't worry, guys. We're gonna show you some spicy... I don't know about spicy. Maybe just a little caliente. A little caliente, right? We're gonna show you a little bit of that on next Tuesday. Sounds good? Once in a lifetime, a little bit more of this. And then we're switching to the anime stuff. And I have no idea how I'm going to do that. But we'll figure it out. Maybe I won't be able to stream so much on joystick with that stuff. But we'll try. I mean, we'll see. I don't know. I don't even really pay attention to much of the stuff on there. I just, if there's three people in here, 40, 1, 0, it doesn't matter. I'm just streaming for whoever wants to watch. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more Eternum. Later. I'm out.